Welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Tuesday, March 3rd, 2020. There is some updates and some various topics that Dr. Nyman would like to cover regarding the coronavirus. Dr. Nyman?
Thanks, Ryan. Yeah, I wanted to go over the result this morning on a patient in New York, apparently. A patient who's in his 50s, lives in Rochelle, Westchester County, works in Manhattan, and is either in serious or critical condition. This patient captured quite a bit of interest because it looks like it's a community case. He does not have a recent history of travel to China or any of the countries on the list of those with high levels of the coronavirus. He did return from Miami, but other than that, that was pretty much the limits to his travel. So it does look like a community case. A couple of schools, at least two, possibly more, have closed for the day. These would be those in the Westchester County, as well as in the Bronx. And it set off some alarm bells because it is the first case on the East Coast that doesn't have any obvious travel source and therefore is likely community transmission. The Governor Cuomo held a press conference this morning to announce this case and also to reiterate what he had said a few days earlier, that New York had received approval to use their local tests that they developed. And that is what they used to come up with two positives already. One was an import from Iran, and the other was this local case. And the plan is to get their tests distributed to local labs throughout the state of New York and to quickly ramp up to doing 1,000 tests a day. That is a welcome statement. One of the key limitations of any analysis on what the true situation is in the United States is the lack of testing. The CDC has had a series of problems with their tests, both in distributing it to state labs, as well as withdrawing it and then replacing it. So the testing has been very limited. There were also limitations on who could be tested. Most of the testing required that there was a travel history to China. Actually, initially it was just to Wuhan, then it was to China. And more recently it's broadened in part because of the rapid spread in Europe linking to Italy and the Middle East linking to Iran and the explosion in cases in South Korea. Some of this is linked to increased testing, including the explosion of cases in Europe. They have zeroed in on people that have visited northern Italy initially. It sounds like it's all of Italy now. But that has led to more testing in Europe and more positives. And these test results there suggested that the lack of testing in the U.S. was seriously undercounting. For instance, the U.S. Undoubtedly has a significant number of people arriving in the U.S. after a trip to Italy, yet there were no cases that had a travel history to Italy because there was no testing of cases with a travel history to Italy. So same thing with Iran. There was no data, no examples of travelers to Iran, even though Canada had, I think, 4 cases in the last week. And then those concerns were realized when the testing was done, and the first test from New York was a traveler from Iran, and the second test was a community transmission. So the announcement by New York that they'd be doing 1,000 tests a day was welcome. Hopeful that'll start a trend where more of the state labs will either do in-house testing, set up their own test, or will use commercial tests, which are coming online, and the numbers will dramatically increase. There are still people who are posting on Twitter, for instance, that they or their dependents have symptoms consistent with a COVID diagnosis that are unable to be tested. And it indicates that there is still a very serious testing situation in the United States. And without testing, the statements claiming that U.S. citizens have a low probability of infection is simply unknown at best. The only thing you can say is they have a low probability of getting infected by a confirmed case, which are very limited. But actually, it's not even clear that applies to places like the Seattle area, where the numbers are ramping up pretty dramatically. There's 18 as of this morning that are confirmed, which includes 6 fatalities. So the testing will increase. It's nowhere near 1,000 a day for any local area. Hopefully, New York will be able to achieve that goal in the near future, and other states will take their cues. It seems highly likely that increasing testing to 1,000 a day will result in an explosion of cases. It'll show that community transmission is widespread, that the virus is widespread, and the number of cases in places like New York, or probably even more so on states on the West Coast, could in fact be higher than some of these locations that there's enhanced screening at the point of exit, and limitations on people coming from these locations. And it very well may be that the level in the United States is as high or higher than these other areas that have travel warnings not to go to. Hasn't been a travel warning issued for Seattle yet, but it does seem that Seattle probably has more virus than many of the countries in Europe that are reporting great increases in cases in the last week or so. But those increases are due in part to an increase in testing. And it's long overdue. The sequence data indicates that the first virus in the U.S. actually, which was in Snohomish County back in mid-January, genetically matches the more recent sequence from a high schooler in the same county. indicating that the virus has been in that county for the past 6 months. Six weeks. There is a relatively rare polymorphism that was in the original sequence. It was in 2 out of 2 clones of that sequence, and it's in the recent sequence. And it's little doubt that those 4 different sequences match each other because they have a common origin. So it's time to step up the testing. The case numbers will explode, and it'll be abundantly clear if residents of the U.S. should be afraid to travel to other areas or they should be afraid to go outside where they live.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Lyman, for the update. Listeners, please always go to recombinomics.co for the latest information and updates, as we always say. And we'll probably be doing some more updates here soon as the situation unfolds. Thanks for listening.